Well, we are very pleased to be back, and we've got one more guest. But while we still have Bob, I did want to remind people of two things. First of all, Waterfires this Saturday, July 9th, with Amica being the sponsor, as well as Textron. We're very grateful to our sponsors. And this will be the Bastille Day lighting. And Bob, you actually have an event at Pot au Feu on July 14th at 6:30. Is there still room for people to come to that?
Yes, there is. And if people want to go to potaufeuri.com, there'll be information, or they can contact me here at the restaurant anytime. And, you know, Barnaby, I wanted to mention you are truly one of Rhode Island's great treasures. And the work that you do with everyone at Waterfire, Bronwyn just is amazing and is always out there and working it, you know, all through the fires and then working so hard to make sure that the community supports this and that, that the sponsors support it. It's just incredible. But as much as World War, the World War One and World War II memorials are world-class and also treasures, I also want to tell people that there's a couple of things that are going to be great about this weekend's Waterfire, and that is Rose Weaver, who, if there ever was, I think of her as the queen of Rhode Island. She's just amazing, and the fact that she's going to be on board and be singing the Marseillaise is, I think we're going to get a rousing rendition from her.
We are.
And I also wanted to mention the W3R, which is the Washington Rochambeau Revolutionary Route, and the head of that in Rhode Island is Rosanna Gorham. I know she's coming and will be happy to tell people.
She will be there, and we're going to talk about all that history. I did have we have another guest here where I wanted to slide over to. And, Bob, your sabering will be of Moët Chandon Champagne, correct?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Do you know what size bottle it'll be?
We're going to be sabering a 3-liter, one of the big bottles. So we should have a spectacular show with that. We're really happy. Moët worked with us to get that 3-liter, and in fact, I got the word about an hour ago confirming that they've got the big bottle, and we'll be cutting that open.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Who work so hard?
Well, he will be bringing that up on stage after he sabers it, and we will be passing that around until we run out, I believe.
And we want to be sure Ernie Corvese gets a sip of that.
We're going to start with that. I already told him that's coming, so he's looking forward to it. And
great.
Speaking of French champagne, thank you, Bob, so much for doing that. We very much appreciate that. And we're going to now switch to Willa Van Nostrand, who's here in the studio with us, who's been working with us. This is the third season of Little Beta.
Yes, right? Indeed.
And Little Beta makes wonderful cocktails that Willa is just a master of. And tell us what you have in mind for our Bastille Day celebration.
This Saturday, we have a new signature sparkling cocktail coming out called Brause. Brause is German for the word showers, but in this case it means spritz, and we'll be doing a sparkling cocktail made with organic blueberry nectar, lavender, and a honey cordial, and topping that off with sparkling wine. So that's kind of our little champagne connection, if you will.
That sounds delicious.
That's well, because this is when you started the beer garden, right? 3 years ago. That's when, Willa, you kind of stepped in, and as we know, you make the most beautiful artisanal cocktails, and you always dress to impress, and as part of what putting everything together. But I love the fact that you're so creative in what you do, and that you are so passionate about what you do. So
we should tell people where I think you're about
yeah,
to.
Yeah, the beer garden is down in the Basin area. So if you are looking at the GTEC building, essentially, mm-hmm. it's right there to the right. Correct, Willa?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly where we
just
are.
Just upstream of the Basin, between there and Providence Place by the GTEC mall. And also Josh Miller is there with some Providence brewed beers that respect both the German beer garden tradition as well. So we're always very pleased to see that combination. It's a great place.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so Willa, do you change the drinks for every fire?
Every fire we do 3 new signature cocktails.
All right, so we know we've got the browser.
Mm-hmm.
So what are the other two that we can look forward to?
Our second signature is called the Juliet. And that will be a spin on a peach daiquiri with a little bit of floral essence in it. We're using a culinary grade rose water, and so that's a silver rum, and then the sweetening agent is a peach cordial, and then fresh lime juice for the sour. And that's very balanced and peachy and lovely and very summery.
Sounds delicious.
Yes, yes. Barnaby, you'll have to come on down and taste
we'll
one of those.
That. I hope, will Juliet try this after she gets off the stage?
That's my wish. I hope she comes on down.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have a stronger cocktail called the Five Spice Julep. So it's a spin on a mint julep recipe with a bourbon base. And I make a simple syrup with fresh mint and then Chinese five spice. So that's white pepper, fennel, star anise, cinnamon, and ginger. So it is pretty spicy.
That sounds good.
It's good.
It
yeah.
sounds good.
So tell us about your business.
Yeah.
I mean, because I know you've done water fire this last weekend. Weren't you at the Fox Point where they were doing fireworks?
The fireworks, yes. This year was the first year we did the 4th of July fireworks with the City of Providence. And we had a bar that was so fabulous. We had a VIP tent and a tent open to the public. And we just had a total blast. And what a view right out on the dock at India Point Park.
Yeah, it's
it
great, isn't
really
it?
Blew my mind.
So
yeah.
You've got some great views. You've got the view of the basin when you're at Waterfire.
Yes.
So you've got one of the best views in the house, according to some people.
And, we do.
You know, and you get to, how do you find the crowds at Waterfire?
You know, this summer, it's been, I don't know, the beer garden is lovely. There's this flow, this ebb and flow of the crowd, and you can never really expect if it's going to be totally packed or just, you know, more hanging out with your elbows up, on the railing looking at the fire, or I'm just always surprised by who comes out and how many folks, and it's always worth a stroll because there's always something new going on. We're always doing different cocktails. We have different edible blossom bouquets. That's a fun thing to check out because we're really, it's like a live act. You know, we're dressed up, we're in cocktail dresses, vintage aprons, always different blossoms, and people can really get a taste of that.
Well,
you
brought the cocktail culture back, which, you know, really was such a, when was that, in the 50s that it was pretty much the most pronounced?
Yeah.
The 50s and the 60s?
You think of that kind of like 50s nuance when you think of cocktail culture, for sure. 50s, 60s. But really at the turn of the century, that's the birth of the cocktail in the USA. Like, the cocktail is an American invention. So
no,
there's
no,
lots
no,
of...
Oh, no, I didn't realize this. It's an American invention. So from when? From the 20s?
Even before that.
Okay.
I think the 1890s in New Orleans, and drinks like the Sazerac were born, and the Old Fashioned. And a lot of those drinks were initially made with cognac. And then with that terrible Plexera virus, we had... No, very little grapes left,
sure,
so
yeah.
That's when rye whiskey came in.
Well, we're so glad that you are part of the beer garden at Waterfire. So everybody out there listening, when you're down there this Saturday, because you were going to make it down there because you're not going to be afraid of any bad weather, stop by, see Willa and her wonderful friends that are there. And, you know, if you also, I'd like to say, I know that Willa, you do this not only just at events, but you do private events and weddings and house parties and stuff like that. So
we
if somebody wants to reach you very quickly, how can they do it?
www.littlebitte.com.
How do you spell Bitte?
B-I-T-T-E, Bitte. German for welcome or please, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. Well, we are so glad to have you as part of Waterfire. Thank you for coming on. I know we're going to have to go, but we're looking forward to seeing everyone this weekend.